Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Don Nottebardt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Curtis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jack Curtis. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mantilla strikes out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mathews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mathews moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Joe Torre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Torre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nottebardt hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman scores. Banks moves to third. Rogers moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Rogers scores. There goes Curtis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bertel. Mantilla scores. Bowling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebardt hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Bauschi tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Claude Raymond now pitching. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Curtis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Curtis hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Felix Mantilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Raymond covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Bauschi moves to third. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashburn is hit by the pitch. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer bunts towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zimmer for the out. Ashburn moves to second. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney Schultz now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Al Spangler now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Will now playing left field. Al Heist now playing center field. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May pinch hits for Bob Buell. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. May hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.